TPE Network, fun yet informative podcasts.
I'm Hank Davis, and this is Podcast Gear News for November 2025, your monthly podcasting equipment news show. After last month's episode, Rode launched the Rodecaster Video S. The Rodecaster Video S is a slimmed-down version of the Rodecaster Video and retails for $499 as opposed to the $1,200 of the original device. It has three HDMI inputs instead of four, one HDMI output instead of two, one USB-C input for cameras and microphones instead of two, four less buttons for triggering scenes, media, inputs, and overlays, plus Rode opted for internal storage instead of a micro SD card slot. And sticking with Rode, if you're looking to spruce up your recordings with brightly colored accessories, Rode now has the PSA 1 Plus Studio Boom Arm in multiple colors, including orange, red, blue, pink, purple, and green. The arms retail for $139 in the U.S. Rode already offers HDMI, USB-C, and PodMic windscreens and their wireless lavalier mics in a myriad of colors. Antelope Audio has the Zenith 2 on deck, which is a 2x2 USB-C bus-powered compact audio interface. Equipped with discrete 6-transistor preamps derived from the Origin Studio SC with 123 dB of dynamic range with a bit depth of 32 bits and a sample rate up to 192 kHz, the Zenith 2 packs a punch. Coming in at $299, this audio interface has the versatility for musicians and content creators alike. If you'd like to support Podcast Gear News, I have individual and business level Patreon support as well as PayPal links in the description. Your support is greatly appreciated. Beyer Dynamic introduced the DT270 Pro headphones, a compact entry into Beyer Dynamic's Pro range. The DT270 Pro headphones claim to deliver balanced sound with durable construction and flexible usability. Designed and developed in Germany, the DT270 Pro headphones retail for $159.99 US. These headphones will work with a wide range of devices. The headphone accessories include a coiled 3.5 millimeter cable, USB-C to 3.5 millimeter female adapter, quarter inch adapter, and a drawstring bag. Not to be outdone, Austrian Audio launched a pair of headphones of their own with the limited edition High X18 5-year anniversary closed back over the ear headphones. The High X18 headphones retail for $149 and look absolutely stunning. For most podcast apps, images of these items will appear on your device. And lastly, SE Electronics recently launched the 25th anniversary edition X1A microphone in red and white. The microphone has all the same specs and switches as the original. However, the anniversary version has 25 stamped on the mic under the SE logo. The 25th anniversary edition retails for $129 US. Coming soon, I've put together a mock-up of what I think could be the next innovation in content creation audio interfaces. That video will be available on my YouTube channel in December. Please subscribe and share this podcast. Links are in the description. On my YouTube channel, I recently reviewed Golden Age Projects FC1 Mark III that retails for just $99. I compared it to the microphone you're listening to now, the $799 and my personal favorite, Lewitt LCT540S. The results of that comparison might shock you. I also reviewed Saramonic's Blink 500 Pro X B8 wireless lavalier set and did a deep dive review of Zoom's new PodTrack P4 Next. Thank you for listening to Podcast Gear News. I'll catch you next month.
TPE Network. There ain't nothing else like it.